The best way to learn if there is a trap or not is to take the path and spring the trap.
I now need everyone to roll initiative.
Oh man.
That could mean anything.
Oh man, bad roll.
How about a solid 4?
Hey, I got a 4 too.
But then something interesting happens.
I keep hearing that. I was just thinking of something stupid to try, but I'm not going to do it.
Well, you clear the area behind you.
Yeah. Well, unless something else comes through that doorway.
Well, what are the odds?
Really?
Okay.
And that's the way the dungeon bunch. Dun, 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 dun.
Chapter 332, The Terracotta Warriors. Okay. So in the last episode, you all had gone and defeated 3 more enormous demonic creatures with whips of fire and lightning that had the ability to drag you right in the midst of them, which really got kind of dicey in a couple of points.
Especially when you put a blade wall up.
Yep. Yeah, that I didn't expect that to work that well, I must say.
Pulled into it.
Yes, mm-hmm. Pulled into your own blade wall, thus breaking your concentration and losing the blade
but
wall.
That's the level we're at.
Yeah, exactly. On the other side of the coin, though, you were able to use several of your abilities and tricks to foil the opponents right there at the end. So even though it looked really iffy after that first round, then the ice tilted the other direction and got to slide the other way. You also have the ability to go and drop some plot foiling items onto everybody. So anyways, you took those out and then you stepped to the archway into a wonder. So through that archway, past the Royal Guard sepulchre there was a enormous room. Basically think about like maybe the size of like a college stadium. Except instead of seats going up off of the floor in the bottom, it's the mountains all around. It was basically a 100-yard by 100-foot diorama of the kingdom as it was when the first king died. Mm. The mountains rising from the sides around the valley, the fertile central valley, the Campo Magno, was there in all of its detail. Even the little cities rendered in miniature with little lights on them. And then the sun rose from behind the mountains off to the east and started going across the sky. So apparently the reason that they put this whole necropolis over this nexus of power was it like powers the magic of this particular thing. So you've got a sun that rises and sets several times a day. You've got streams made of mercury that continuously like are pumped from the Mercury Ocean up to the where they start as streams and then gather into the giant Magna Flumium and it then runs down to the delta to the sea again. And on that sea, you saw that there was a barge at the far side that was crushed by the end of this building collapsing. So the steward had talked about there being 50 guards day and night to guard the front of the whole tomb's structure here. And apparently whatever that front is has been buried many millennia ago by some sort of a landslide. The entire front of the building gave way. But that apparently was the way that people used to be able to get in. They actually took a barge off over a Mercury Ocean to the edge of the diorama. And then there's actually a winding path that goes through it that would allow you to go to the king's tomb and then up here to past Porta Magnum, where you're standing currently, into the rest of the funerary buildings here. So quite a wonder of the ancient world. And then right in the middle of the Campo Magno, right near Ubium Concordia, ironically, or maybe not ironically, they probably put it there on purpose, was a sarcophagus with a carven image of the king in relief carved into the top of the sarcophagus, and surrounded by essentially terracotta warriors. So there are stone statues of the guard, and the statues themselves appear to be individuals, as if they were carven in the shape of individual people. And they kind of basically radiate out. There are five archers immediately surrounding the sarcophagus. And then in front of them are four more swordsmen in a line, basically going out kind of in a star pattern, as if, you know, in a radial pattern of guarding. And that's where you stand now. The sun is high up on the wall, illuminating the whole room very, very well, glittering off of those mercury streams and so forth. And that's where you stand at this point. Oh, and of course, right above the sarcophagus of the king is a swirling black and purple and electric blue vortex that apparently is the gap in the planes that these demonic creatures from the underworld are using to get into the necropolis here. Although it seems like they got stuck here.
So we need to figure out how to close this gate.
Do we have, so actually, before we have go to any further, do we game. Know if, first We're of all, it. With magical healing, is mercury bad?
And are second, you thinking do we about know drinking if the mercury?
That it is bad.
Mercury is only bad if you consume it.
Yeah.
Are you planning on drinking said mercury or eating it?
Or have skin, intimate skin contact with it on a regular
we
basis.
We got
yeah.
some probably waterproof like waiting boots, through it or something. Yeah. So we're not going to move them.
Are we talking about moving? I'm sorry, I'm confused. Is there literally a mercury lake where I have to walk
yeah,
through?
Yeah, it's well, meant to be like representative of the...
No,
the,
I get
yeah.
that. I assumed it was on a table.
We got No, this is...
No, it's the whole space.
Oh, it's
the whole space.
Space
is like a miniaturized yeah. version of
okay.
the Old Kingdom.
I,
yeah.
Well, then just step over it.
But yeah, and remember, there's a pathway, not a boardwalk, but a pathway that winds its way all the way through this thing from the docks there at
so you don't have to
Helium Sedes all the way up to right. Portum Magnum.
So you don't yeah. have to step on the mercury.
You can totally go over. Yeah.
All right. So that's
okay.
That.
I thought with the boat crush things would be better.
No, I understand. Yeah, I see. I see your thought process.
That's
on
only
that.
If you want to actually make your way out through the Mercury Ocean to the entrance to the necropolis, which is now caved in and crushed over millennia of time. So
yeah.
It might be nice to open that up at some point so people could see this again, but at this point in time, it's just a giant landslide on that side of the ocean, so there's really nothing to go to.
Yeah, we'll open up the museum here when when the lich is kind of taken care of. I think that's maybe more appropriate.
So here's a thought.
But you can just walk the path right down to the sarcophagus right in the
right.
middle by Urim
so
Concordia.
We need to do that first because we want to see if this sword of the first king, which we're not even sure if it really is a sword per se,
mm-hmm.
is down there. Going back to what Matthew was just asking about the portal, we obviously still need to use that portal because we have to cross into the lower
yeah,
plains to
do.
Find this last phylactery that is not claimed currently by Olowal, right? So I can set up a spell on this side that will kind of protect said opening. Until we either use it to get back or at least limit somebody using it.
So you can make sure
so,
bad
but
things
I,
don't
I
come
would,
in.
But I would need about a day and a half.
Okay. To clarify, that. Though, I mean, and sidebar,
no.
too. We don't know that there wouldn't be more critters coming out in that day and a half either that we'd have to
That's
fight.
That's what I'm saying. We'd literally have to watch
well,
it for
just
a
one thing to
half.
Think about, you know that whatever's going to happen is going to happen on the night of Samhain.
How far away is that?
That's tonight.
Tonight.
At midnight.
Tonight.
Actually, we did not know that. Now that you tell us, now we know that.
Yeah.
Things have been a little bit busy. Yeah.
So is the sword...
Also the fact that, you know, we've been doing time jumpy stuff that
yeah.
hasn't
yeah.
been...
Time has not
been,
meant
you know,
anything to us.
Yeah. So is the sword weeks. In this room or is it beyond the portal?
We don't know.
Okay.
So
okay.
We
so we that is a thing we don't
see.
Know.
Except
so
the king has it.
No,
can
no.
you locate object for something
How
like that?
How far away from where we are standing to the sarcophagus with the portal over it?
It's basically the 50-yard line.
Okay, so about 50 yards. So yeah. I think we should all, to back up Bryce, need to go over to that first. Let's, one thing at a time.
And the sarcophagus, if you remember, has a relief carving of the king on the top
yeah.
of it, and he's holding a sword in his hands.
Yes.
I mean, it's carving out of stone, but
so
one
Jesse
would assume
had a
that
good
underneath
idea. Them. We know what this sword is. Can you locate object on that?
No, we don't know what the sword is.
We determined earlier that we don't know it well enough.
Yeah,
yeah you have to wait
oh, okay.
for
the
that's right, that's
only
right.
weapon
yeah.
that we knew less of was actually the supposed bow we were initially after for Jade Claw. We don't know anything about this sword. other than the fact that one or more of us can cast a tech magic as we get closer to see if, like with Jade, when it wasn't really the bow, if that sword lights up.
Well, who's going to go look?
Well,
Cotter.
On that note, going into the game, Cotter, this is your, and in the voice of Kraval, this is your hunt. You need to take the point. You have our support.
Absolutely. We'll traverse the... Are we on the river or are we on the not part of the river? We are on the pathway.
Footpath. Yeah, there's a footpath that goes right by Porta Magnum where you are standing right now, there, Bryce. Mm-hmm. And it basically just, you know, there are streams that are coming out of the wall to either side of Porta Magnum, but the footpath goes along and you know, bridges over. Because, you know, the streams at this point in time are like a couple of inches wide.
Mm-hmm.
Even the rivers, when, you know, the
that's probably solid proportions, huh?
Yeah, yeah. The Magnum Flumen, you know, when it gets down there is, you know, maybe a foot wide, maybe 2 feet down by the delta. And so, yeah, it's no trouble just walking right down the pathway right over it.
And the only way into this room is that portal and what's the doorway behind us, right?
Well, you made the doorway behind you, so...
How do we make the doorway behind us?
Well, I mean, you... no, I'm talking about, like, the empty stone all the way in the back.
No, I'm talking about in this room right now.
In this room
now.
Itself. Well, you can see, yeah, yeah, the archway that you're standing in, ostensibly the portal that's swirling over the king's sepulcher, and then... Somewhere on the other side of that sea, in the massive tumbled stones and rock and earth, is apparently the opening to
the main entrance,
necropolis back in the day.
I know we cleared this area as best we could, but I'm just worried about something coming behind us and then something also coming out of the portal. I'm trying to figure out the best way so while Cotter is doing this, that we can make sure we don't get any surprises.
Well, you cleared the area behind you.
Yeah. Well, unless something else comes through that doorway.
Well, what are the odds?
Really,
from the mountain, the little
Thank
two
you.
By two mountain
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe one of the elephants will show up. Maybe a squirrel.
Okay. Well, let's. You know, or maybe another Baylor.
Yeah.
After you, Carter.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in the back of whatever little gravy train we're about to make.
Okay.
I'll
why don't
you
put your marching order down there on the board so we know who's going where when.
I'm assuming Cotter's going to be there. I'm going to be on the back end.
Or put me wherever.
I'll go somewhere in the middle.
That works.
It was Cotter, me.
Yeah. So unless there's any, unless there's any objections, it goes Cotter in front, followed by Jade. I almost called you no one. Zorzok, then Arlen, then Adri, and then Kval.
And ironically, the next foe only attacks the fourth person in line.
You're like a magnet, Sir Arlen.
But you start counting from the back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Zero index.
Yeah.
That's right. There's the dog.
The dog's in the back. Now you're fourth all around.
Okay. So you start down
That's
there.
Horrible.
And you're
that is
in
so horrible.
The, once again, sort of like... what you saw with the various closets there, the conditions here, despite the fact that the far end of it, you know, things have collapsed and it's probably not as sanitary as the rest of it, it seems like everything here is in just really fantastic condition considering its age. Just like the dresses and the jewelry and all the robes of state and everything. Seems like they were holding on just fine. Here, once again, everything seems to be in pretty good shape. The path that you're walking down seems to be, you know, nice firm footing. No problem at all. And you make your way down to the base there, down to the valley floor, and you start approaching the king's sarcophagus. They're surrounded by the terracotta warriors. Are you gonna do anything else as you approach?
Cotter, you first.
I'd like to use the divine sense. Oh no, the thing I lost at your place, Owen, had my spell slots on it. I'll use the divine sense.
You didn't lose it, you just misplaced it,
to make sure that these aren't like fiends just standing there.
Okay, so you cast out your divine sense, and once again, the only hit you get really is once again Sorzok, and once again you now feel a celestial presence instead of a fiendish presence when you do that.
I don't have it mammed. Arlen, do you have... Not Arlen, I'm sorry.
Cotter?
Cotter, do you still have locate object? Ready?
I do.
Can you try for the phylactery?
Oh.
I know we're not in the lower planes, but still, just it just kind of hit me now. Can you try to detect for a phylactery?
Thor 2, an alignment, it might work.
I don't know.
Sure. I have spare spell slots, so yeah, I will locate object to try to see if there's a phylactery within 1,000 feet.
Okay, and you do not sense a phylactery within 1,000 feet.
Okay,
it was probably just
related to the group,
and in a different plane.
It probably is, but it just kind of occurred to me if you really wanted to just really thumb it.
That would have been really funny.
You know what would be a bummer? Asmodeus's rod has the phylactery on there,
or something
that's
worse.
That's fine.
Actually, it turns out that Arlen is a phylactery, and you can tell because he's got a little lightning-shaped scar on his forehead.
Yeah, we're going there. Okay.
Here, Lowell.
Poof. Check my spell slots. I'm going to see if I have any. I'm sure I do, but... Excuse me. While I waste time.
There's a part of me... Oh, you go.
Sorry, go ahead. No, you first.
There's a part of me that's worried that all of these warriors could be animated.
Let's find that out.
I don't know how I would check for that rather than just springing the trap.
Can I? No. Can I burn one first level spell slot for detect magic?
Yes,
of course. If they're a magical armor or a magical being, I should be able to see it.
And you do your detect magic, and you actually see Kreval like take a couple of involuntary steps back. Everything in this room is magic, and like blindingly magic.
Including the terracotta guys,
the sarcophagus, including the cities, the ground, the mercury streams, the ceiling. Everything just glows with magic, and you realize that magic has permeated
every
part of the structure because of its location, at the nexus of magic here.
Well, I can't say no at this point because there literally is magic infusing all of this. Cotter, I would be very cautious in how you proceed from here.
Because we don't know what just random magic will do to stuff.
Yeah, but detect magic doesn't tell me. Actually, what does it tell me?
It would tell you the school. What type? Yeah.
One moment, please.
Illusion.
Let's find out.
Enchantment.
Before I start asking random questions to a dungeon master.
Esoteric.
This is a good example of why first level spells are Terracotta. Not...
Mm-hmm.
To be considered, no, not to be considered not worth it at higher levels.
Well, there's 100 of them, so Terra Lotta.
Okay, I could have ritualized this. For the duration, you spend the prejudice for 30 feet in front of you. If you see magic in this way, you can use your action to see a faint aura around any visible creature, and we know it's everything.
And it's not even faint, it's like glowing. Mm-hmm. Like,
Okay, yeah, so
you can tell
any visible creature or object in the area that bears magic, and you learn its school of magic, if any. So,
oh, God, this is the worst thing for
us. Let's start with the terracotta.
Yeah, my
the
mercury.
The
I do that to him all the time in our game.
Everything is what. So now, what's the school of magic that would it be evocation or enchantment?
Enchantment.
I would think it'd be enchantment for a warrior.
Well, I mean, just for like the pumps that keep the.
That would probably be enchantment, yeah, because evocation's usually like damage spells.
Yeah. Basically, everything you look at is infused with enchantment magic.
Even the sword.
It's just a carven sword in the hands of the
king. Oh, I thought it was an actual sword.
No, it's a carven sword in the hands of the king, yeah. And you've seen those ones before with, like, the medieval knights, and the image of them is carved in
the casket. We've all seen
that
30 Indiana Jones movie. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, the image of the knight inside the casket is carved on the cover of the casket, including him in his armor holding a sword and all that. Yeah. And that sort of thing. Yeah.
Well, we're not magic. We're the only non-glowing thing.
No, you're glowing too for various things, but I'm not asking about you guys. So basically I'll just warn Cotter. It's all magical. I can't tell you what. It's all enchantment-based magic, but that doesn't really say nothing's going to occur.
Yeah, and that's basically what makes this entire building work, is it's just built over enchantment magic. So everything glows of enchantment magic.
Well, Cotter, what do we do?
Keep walking forward, head on a swivel, make sure nothing starts moving that wasn't moving before, or starts moving in a different way from how it was moving originally, and make our way towards the sarcophagus.
I know you skipped a lot of history, But what happened to the first king's bloodline?
Mercury.
It was so
mercury poisoning.
Well, actually, everybody roll history. I think
I'm not going to bother. Quaval would not know.
For you guys, I think it would be really difficult to know that.
Yeah, I doubt that. I grew up in the Underdark, so this is not
in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I would say Adrian would probably not. Adrian, I'm sorry. Jade would probably have the best bet of as well as Cotter.
Because they study.
Yeah, but we've books. Also basically pointed out the two of them played hooky and played with their bows and swords.
Just let them roll anyway. Yeah.
18.
Ha.
12.
You heard someone died.
Yeah. Arlen?
Oh, 18's not bad.
I had to do a...
How about a solid 4?
Hey, I got a 4
that's
too.
That's a farmer's roll, sir. Yes, do not be offended about that.
Yeah.
I had to do a book report on the first
king. And what did Craval get?
I'm not going to roll. He wouldn't know. There's no way Craval would know anything about the past of
the Lands. And to me, likewise with Adria, there's no reason why I would know this stuff.
I mean, you might have just happened to have picked up a book at some point or
Craval, no.
heard
they don't read up there in the mountains.
Sure,
Well, we do, but it's...
Yeah, no.
Yeah. But Craval was on those
no,
caravans.
No, he was not.
So,
well, yeah, but...
I mean, he might have heard stuff.
Yeah, we're guarding wine barrels. We're talking about the original.
You talking might about the bloodline.
Two.
Okay, so no, he hasn't.
Thank you. That's the one time when the die actually goes.
So no,
where
I mean,
should.
You would assume, like Jade would assume that the bloodline continued on, and that the last queen that you met maybe was even related. But at the same time, you don't know because you get those dynasties that come in and out, and one family dies off, and then their third cousin twice removed.
That's why they're called dynasties.
Exactly.
Takes over, and it's a totally different bloodline that takes over. So. And it's sort of like, does anyone done their genealogy and it turns out you're like related to the, William the Conqueror or something like that, or, something like that. For all you know, you in this room might be related to the first king.
Arlen's a descendant of the first king.
I have a feeling that the people descended from humans have a higher chance of the people not descended from humans.
Well, if Porta Magnum, there's always the possibility that all the nobles at this point within Porta Magnum have some sort of tie. Back to the first king. I'm just wondering.
Yeah,
I'm
maybe just the nobility.
If there was a possibility that House Fraser had a more direct connection,
or not, because you remember they were the little hedge barony that kept the gap there between them and the nomads, and they were on the other side of the entire kingdom from thing. So
okay.
they may be the new rich that sprung up after after
that's
the
not
thing
wrong.
Happened. Yeah,
new
or maybe
gold.
They're
well. Are we going to open up this tomb? Because, at this point, we have to make an action, and we don't know.
Cotter, it's your sword. It's likely in with that dead guy.
I know he said this.
I've been saying keep going, but be warned this whole time, and everyone keeps asking me, do you want to keep going? And I'm like, yeah. And
no,
like,
I'm not asking
if
you want to keep going. I'm just saying that he was protected. I remember the remains I talked to said he was guarded by 50 warriors or whatever it was.
These terracotta guys.
Are there 50 warriors in this room?
There's only 25 of them.
Wasn't there?
Like I said, there's five in the line.
Yeah, but there was freaking a landslide. That might have been the other 25. Yeah. 25
wasn't
warriors.
Still
or he might have been
here?
Talking about wherever the entrance used to be, that there was 50 warriors there day and night guarding that entrance.
After you, Cotter.
Okay. Too.
Yeah.
I will stop talking now.
Yeah, sorry, Cotter. What did you want to do?
You want to go forward?
On your quest?
You want to move forward?
Are you sure
sounds
you want
good.
To do that?
You want to lift the coffin?
Yes. The best way to learn if there is a trap or not is to take the path and spring the trap.
Okay, so
then
you're going to...
You either know if there is or is not.
So you're going to walk right up to the sarcophagus there? And
with care,
is it just Cotter, or is everyone just going to go with them, or what are you going
to
do?
I think we're all going to go with them just in case, because there is a portal to the underworld there. So... I think we're all going to go up, but I'm definitely give Cotter about, 10, 20 feet to...
Yeah, I'm going to give a healthy distance.
No, I don't think we're spreading out. We're on a walkway.
Yeah.
We got your back from 30 feet behind you, but we got your back, bro.
Just where I need you.
Why?
I'm a ranged character.
Yeah, you're
I'm
on a path there.
So. You're a ranger, not a rearranger. All right. Cotter, what are you doing? Opening up the dead guy tomb?
Oh, yeah. Start off by examining it to see if it's easily movable, I guess. That sounds kind of dumb to say.
And
mage hand.
And once again, this one is decorated very plainly, except for the relief carving of, I guess, the king himself on it. And it does have his name with the postscript Rex after it. So you're pretty sure this is the king's sarcophagus here.
Do we know what the king's name frame was?
Philip or George or John?
I was going with Bob.
It's probably in my document. Let me look at it.
T-Rex.
Well, I mean, it's right there on the sarcophagus. What's his name?
It says Rex.
Conant. First king of the Camp.
Conant.
Conant, yeah.
Conant Rex.
The librarian?
Thank you. I just didn't want to be the one to do it.
You knew he couldn't resist.
Oh, I was fighting it. I was biting my tongue.
Yeah. Anyways, so you examine it. It looks like the other sarcophagi do, but, you know, just with the fancier lid.
On you, Cotter.
And I guess find a place to be able to pry it open and lift.
Okay, give me an athletics roll.
17.
Okay, so you see Cotter try to kind of dig his fingers in there and just kind of heaves, and you know it you see a little bit of, like, you know, the mortar kind of powdering and cracking on the edge, but doesn't quite do it.
Should we help him?
Who's next strongest? You've got the gauntlets on, right?
Yeah, I do.
I'm pretty good.
Jade's pretty strong too.
How strong are you, Jay?
I'm 17.
That's buff.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
That's what we were discussing earlier.
Very strong. I'll go help him as well.
Okay. So Jade comes up, so you're gonna go on like the
She's
other
wabby.
Side.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you can do the help action to give Cotter +3 on there. So give me a athletics roll from Jade to give him the help action.
This is gonna turn into that hillside in the snow again, isn't it?
Natural 20.
Okay.
Acrobatics or athletics?
Athletics.
29.
So something interesting happens.
Of course.
I single-handedly lift it up. One claw.
So Jade gets in there, and you kind of see Cotter get his hand set. And as soon as Jade touches the sarcophagus there, all of the terracotta warriors turn around and face them.
Oh, man.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Let me draw this up.
Of course they do.
Of course.
Well, we knew they would.
The racist.
The racist.
Oh, my gosh. Speciesist. Specious?
Specious?
Only humans can touch the sarcophagus of the king.
Or, like I said.
Well, he's a half-elf, so I don't think we have any humans here.
That's they probably didn't foresee that in their programming. You know, they just said, if human.
If any human.
Yeah, but you're not even full human.
None of us are human.
Yeah.
But I'm partially human.
Well, any percent human.
Well, she's partially cat. That means
I don't know why you guys
human.
Are stressing out. I'm the only dragonborn currently here.
You're not even dragonborn. You're half dragon now. You're Trogdor.
I'm what?
Trogdor.
The arm.
Google it. Trogdor.
I'm afraid to now.
No, it's pretty funny.
Spell that.
Yep.
Trogdor. Trogdor. The Burninator.
Yep, that's it right there.
He's burninating the countryside. Burninating the peasants.
He doesn't have any legs, I do.
He's a dragon with like this Popeye arm.
Mm-hmm. That's all the heads turning around.
That's a lot of minis, by the way.
Well, there were 25 of them. But they're terracotta, you know. Can we just like blow them up?
Does anyone have like
shatter
earth to mud?
Actually, no, we don't want to do that because we're going to bring the whole castle down on us.
Earth to mud.
Earth to mud.
Did someone say earthquake?
Down here.
Control and can just
What are these terracotta golems?
Spell magic on all of these things?
Let's be honest. This is not a surprise.
No.
Maybe we could just say, hey, we're trying to get rid of the demons. Help us out.
We were moving in to try to get
a step. This is clearly a magical defense, aka trap. I don't think there's any sort of talking that can occur to this.
Maybe we need to get Arlen.
Well, we'll pull the Ghostbusters when they say, are you the king? Yes.
We need to get Arlen, descendant of the first king, out here. Talk to them.
Yeah, one of us must be a descendant. Maybe we should all touch this thing and command them.
Well, I tried and they all turned on me.
Well, we know you're not descendant of the one. Darn it.
Okay, yes, so that's where we are. As you can see, we figured out that there's only 24 of them. The one over here is apparently missing one. I don't know, maybe it got stolen at some time or never got delivered on time or something like that.
Next Tuesday.
Walked away.
Yeah.
Maybe it just didn't get animated. It got enchanted, but it's actually a calculator, not a fighter.
Okay, so, but Jay did open the sarcophagus, yes?
She, well,
no.
As soon as she touched it,
my natural 20.
They all turned around.
Okay, well, they haven't attacked yet. There's that.
Yeah. However,
I just started flexing, and they all looked at my muscles, and they're like,
"Now
wow."
I now need everyone to roll initiative.
Oh, man. Yeah,
that could mean anything.
Oh, man. Bad roll.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jade.
18.
And Krival.
13.
And Sorzak.
22.
Look at you. And Adri.
16.
And then Cotter.
Non-natural 20.
And Arlen.
16, super low.
Wow.
Oh, so close. 10 off.
Got some grouping going on here.
No, I was just thinking of something stupid to try, but I'm not going to do it.
Okay, so if we could point these out super as we go from there. So starting right there by Jade. So that is Bo and White and Orange and Red and Cape. And that is Green and Olive. And halfling green.
Okay, you know what? Let's just point and say that one.
And robes.
You've got 24.
We're not going to remember.
We're not
going to
remember this, brother.
Mikey and John and David, right. Goliath.
Okay.
And that's the way they became the dungeon bunch. Dun, 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 dun.
And delicious D20, and D6, D4, D8, D12. Yeah. And then there's invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's
clear, yeah. Okay, anyways. Rex. So the interesting thing, like I said, the five that are immediately around the sarcophagus itself are carrying bows. So just remember that one.
Hmm.
Everyone else has sword and shield. So it's like, you know, each of them was pointing in a different direction, and you had the swordsman in front and then the bow fighters behind. Anyway, so first thing that happens, daggers over here in this side on the closer to me with the two daggers sticking up. Yes.
I think that's D6.
Okay. Oh, goes running forward and goes after Jade.
Jade's right in front of the sarcophagus. Yeah.
I guess you've got a Jade.
Yep. And that is a 24 to hit, Jade. Does that hit you? Okay.
Yes. Just barely.
And that is 17 points of damage as it slashes you.
No.
And then another 24 to hit.
Mm-hmm. No.
This time, only 15 points of damage as it slashes you.
Only.
Okay, and then Red gets to go, which is the one here on the one closest to you, you there, Drew. Red, you know, no, that's Robes. So yeah, that one goes running forward at Jade and rolls. This one is only a 12 to hit. I don't believe that hits you.
No.
And slashes again, this time a 23.
Yes.
And yes. Minimum damage of 12 points of damage.
Okay.
And then Silver. Where is Silver?
Great question.
Who is Silver?
That was the one that was... Well, you guys didn't want me to list them out. So Silver's the one that was right behind Daggers.
D12?
Yeah, D12. And that one goes running forward at Cotter. And goes for a strike there.
Why was this...
So the first one is...
I don't get why this was triggered when Jay touched, but not when Cotter did.
14.
Because he's got the blood.
He's about
14
to
hit you there, Cotter?
14 does not hit me.
I think you'll have to ponder this after you almost nearly die. Second one, 26 to hit.
Just barely.
We're good at multitasking.
Yeah.
We've been enough.
A good roll this time. 19 points of damage as it slashes you. Okay. And then Bo gets to go and swivels around and shoots at Jade.
With disadvantage because it's within five feet. Yeah.
Well, it can't get worse than a nat one. So it's about the second shot. Only a 13 to hit, so I don't think that's going to hit.
No.
So it's too close a range.
No.
And then white.
These all got above 22.
I rolled really good on initiative when I was rolling initiative up. White steps one forward and goes after Jade. Just everything close to Jade is going first. It's kind of funny. Ooh, nat 20.
Aw, man.
24 points of damage as it slashes you. And 15. Does that hit you?
No.
Okay. Misses on the second one. And then Halfling Daggers gets to go. So look for the Halfling with... Yep, that's it right there. And that one's going to go after... Sorzok is the closest, I guess.
That's not kind.
And 13 to hit you. I don't believe it's going to hit.
Totally just woofs.
And then 9. So, that one apparently...
I guess I'm too tall.
They need to send that one back for some service or something. And then blue gets to go, which is the one behind Daggers. And it runs over at Arlen. And 23 to hit you, Arlen.
Once again, if I said no, would you believe me?
No. And that is 21 points of damage. Is it almost max damages you? And
gross.
Then 17 to hit. Does that hit you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
This You're all wowing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought with all the stuff you'd piled on there that you had like an 18.
Don't you have shield or something?
No, I know. I have a 16. Yeah, 20 points. Right now is okay.
Well, look who's uppity with his, like, parfeit of hit points.
Yes. Anyway, 15 points of damage as it slashes you. Okay, and then...
Oh, do these happen to be aberrations, celestials, elementals, fey fiends?
No.
No.
Probably constructs. Okay.
They're constructs.
They're terracotta.
And then halfling... sword, yeah, right there.
I love just looking over like people
halfling sword goes.
Yeah, it's like which one?
You need a laser pointer.
Yeah, we do. Halfling sword gets to go. It's going to leapfrog hammer there and get up and slash at Cotter.
This is ridiculous.
Gets are they stomping? One.
Are they stomping all over the miniature right now?
Yeah, they're basically trotting on the stuff that's there, but it seems to be remarkedly resilient. And a 14 to hit you, Cotter, so I don't think the second one's going to hit either.
Neither hit.
Okay. And then purple gets to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that one's going to run over and go after the dog.
Not the dog. Dog
yes, on. The dog. Says, what's up, dog?
No, the dog.
God, your cat is so funny. It's just okay. The horrors.
And that one gets a 9 to hit the dog, which isn't going to do it.
No.
And then the next one is a 23 to hit the dog.
Oh, man. Dog gets hit.
Okay.
At least on the one side of
and
this
is all
just physical
damage. And that's 16 points of damage as it slashes. And then the first of the good guys gets to go. And Sorzok, you get to go. You got one right in front of you.
I turn invisible. Do you have an invisible...
I don't. Not on me.
You just put it there. We'll you remember he's invisible. Invisible.
Ironically, I do at home.
That's my character. Yeah. Default is the invisible.
I have to prepare before I get swarmed by 50 of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're all going to die.
That's it?
That's all I can do.
Okay.
Okay.
We just got out of a fight with three Baylors, so.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me see.
There's not a lot. Really to do.
Actually, it doesn't say it's... Let me double check. If it's not an action, then I will do more. Thank you for pointing that out. I don't want to make a false assumption.
Yeah, well, it's the only time we've ever been wrong on this podcast ever.
Mm-hmm.
Especially due with the number of actions a certain thing would take.
Fond memory when I learned that breath weapon was not a bonus action attack.
All right.
Well. Cotter, how alert were you when all of this started? Like, what... part of the initiative are you going?
I'm a 20.
Okay.
All right. So
I think I got the lowest at 13, unless Arlen beat that.
It's an action, so that's all I can do.
Okay. So
I'm buying you a new book.
This is the travel one. We have like six.
Oh, okay.
Of the player's handbooks, but this is like the.
That's sun damage. That's heat damage right there.
This is what's happening with the.
Their first couple of prints with the books.
I remember.
All ended up like this. Yeah.
Yep. Not their best work.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what mine looks like too.
Okay. And then.
It's really funny because when we're making characters, they're like, "Oh, I want to make a sorcerer," and I'll just hand them the sorcerer.
Okay, good. And then Olive gets to go. That's the little tiny critter there. Yeah, and that one's going to run over and go after the back of the dog. Ow. Once again, what's up, dog?
The back of the dog's my favorite metal album.
And, ooh, nat 20. Ooh, max damage. 22 points of damage to the dog.
Is that dog named Boof Dog?
No.
Or Boop Dog.
And 15, which I don't believe hits.
Bro Dog.
Is it a free action to say anything when it's not your
you
turn?
You can shout anytime you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cotter, you should move before I go.
You're going to have to hold your axe.
I agree with this comment.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Going to cast uh-oh. Death upon world.
I
death
think upon I know what's Cotter. Coming. And
big
it's booms. Not a dark moon
well, vault. It turns out that next up is Cotter. What are you going to do, Cotter?
I'm going to cast Destructive Wave, targeted on anything that isn't a friend.
Okay, and how far out does it go?
A ways.
30 feet.
Okay, so let's get
I need you to give me approximately 16 constitution saving throws.
There's more than that. Hold on. 30.
About that?
30-foot diameter or radius?
Radius.
Radius.
Okay.
Radius.
Wait. Yeah, 30-foot radius.
Let's go get that figured out.
It's basically everything.
Yeah, it's everything.
Except these outliers.
Except the weird
outer,
out guys. Yeah. Like the basilisk-looking thing.
Basilisk, sword and dagger, red, and trollop. Mm-hmm. Are the and then...
D12.
So,
yeah.
No, that one.
That one's
here,
in it,
someone
yeah.
put a little blue X next to the ones that are out of the range.
Yeah, there's only four of them.
So snake and cape, robes, and...
Trollop.
Club.
Trollop.
Club will be out of it.
No, he's in it. Oh, he's in it?
He's in it.
Okay.
And how about zombie there?
He is in it.
Even with the diagonal penalty?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's only four diagonal
so
squares
three,
away
yeah.
from you.
So three.
So basically everything gets destructive waved, huh?
No, except one,
except
two,
three of them.
And three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
This is when the paladin.
I need a constitution saving throw.
This is when the paladin basically puts his foot down and says, I've had enough.
And to succeed, they need to get greater than a 19.
Okay, well, let's roll up some saves here.
Do you want us to roll some? Natural one. Natural one.
Natural
no,
one.
I think he can one. Prevent it from hitting us.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's only ones you choose. Okay.
The other one
so,
out of range
what was,
of this
what
is
was
me.
The DC?
19.
Okay.
Save. Constructs have that high hit points or high constitutions, I would imagine.
They'll still get damage, though.
Yeah.
Get blown up, hopefully.
Okay, so Clear gets a 17.
Fail.
And actually, why don't you just tell me what the damage is for making it and failing it?
Yeah.
Does it matter that I would separate radiant and thunder damage?
It does not. They appear to be statues.
All right.
Just roll mech damage and call it a day. Who said that?
100?
Yeah.
But I have this special
could you imagine
thing?
How great it would be if you had to roll like 6d20 for a damage spell? It's like a once in a lifetime
20
spell.
Points of damage
not
if
six.
They succeed. I rolled really
much?
Badly.
Yeah, no kidding.
20
and 40
points
if
of
they
damage
fail?
If they succeed, 10 if they... Or, no, if they fail. 20 points if they
the...
fail, 10 if they succeed.
Okay,
yeah,
okay. So this is not going to be nearly as...
I was about
as...
to say, that's...
Yeah.
It's a slightly damaging wave.
Yes. And then Bo makes it.
You really need to stop holding back.
With a 21.
You should just tell us which ones fail.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. None of these are going to drop on 20 or 10.
Maybe.
Then
the
Daggers makes it.
This is a king's tomb. These are not little guys.
There's my hope.
That was not impressive.
And then halfling cape fails.
I don't even know who's who yeah. anymore.
Halfling mm-hmm. sword makes it.
Is that Mikey? There's one. There's Mikey David.
No, that was Leonardo.
And halfling daggers gets a nat 20 and makes it. And halfling green gets an 18 and just barely fails.
Who?
Halfling green.
Diana now.
Spear definitely fails. And so does
stop. Just stop.
Shield definitely fails.
It's D20.
And
D.5.
Red definitely fails just barely with a 17.
That's a guy that hit me. One.
Yep. And then hammer over here.
Is that D20?
Fails. Most of them are failing, it looks like. But not white. White makes it.
That guy
yeah,
up
but
there?
None of these are crumbling when they fail, correct?
No. This was a constitution
yeah.
save?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And purple does make it exactly, but not olive, who fails spectacularly.
Wonderful.
And not silver, who also fails. So how many more do I get?
How many... Can you just tell
like 20
can,
more?
Can you just be like you?
Yeah, stand by. You're gonna have a lot more.
Man, I don't even want to like cast.
This
any
is
of
this
my
is
spells.
Exactly how you deal yeah. with a slow swarm.
Large yeah, I'm kind of. This is kind of making me rethink what I want to do next.
Everyone has
this,
to do.
This
it.
Is
oh.
accurate. I mean, we're being swarmed. He did not make a bad call, Mr. Paladin.
No, I think
bad.
It's true. I think
the
it's
only
just
one
the
that
reading.
Makes it in the last the group reading. Is blue. Everybody else fails.
This is also why they have swarm rules where it's like in order to save rolling, it's like, okay, I'm going to roll one save for
everybody.
Yeah,
for everybody, yeah.
Did you do that with your nat one that I gave you? Yeah. All of them were
that's
ones.
What I've been doing in my with when you like 100 undead. Yeah. That's just groups.
I came across that when I was running a, somebody created something, I think it's called the Undead Wedding, and I ran it for a bunch of first timers, and that's the first undead. Time I ran into that rule. Yeah. So if a cleric wanted to turn undead, rather than turning undead, it just did a X amount of damage to the swarm.
But then something interesting happens.
I keep hearing that.
So as this destructive wave washes across these terracotta warriors.
They all heal.
No.
Just checking.
The little bits and pieces, sharp jagged pieces, just shake off of them as it explodes against them. And they fly in all directions. So if anybody has a terracotta warrior next to him.
Oh.
They are going to get hit by these shards. How many does
I'm good.
Jade have next to her?
One, two, four, five,
this is,
six.
This is every time they get hit?
Five adjacent to you.
Yeah.
Is it just adjacent?
Just adjacent, yeah.
Okay.
So you take...
Arlen's got two. I've got one.
Arlen's
okay,
well, got,
I've
go,
got
we'll
three.
Go, we'll go to each
no,
person.
No, you've got
turn.
Four.
So Jade, you take... 11 points of damage as these little things start hitting next to you.
Can
okay,
we make a
and Cotter,
save?
How many does Cotter have? Just two?
One, two, three.
Three of them? Okay. Cotter, you get hit a little more solidly, 11 points to you. And then how many for the dog?
The dog
three.
Has
he's
two.
Got
three.
Three?
Three, yeah.
Okay. Are ooh, they, almost max damage. 17 points of damage.
Is this hurting the terracotta guys as well? I mean, is this setting up a chain reaction?
It does not seem to do that.
Okay.
Till they all die.
Oh, yeah, they just
all
hit their own shrapnel shoots at another guy.
No, but
yeah.
Think
no.
about it. What a great way to set a really bad trap. They just keep pinging off until they get destroyed.
I did think about
that.
That
would be
that
like a
and
shredder mode.
Have the nuclear reaction happen
you
where they just keep damaging each other until everything in the area is dead. But then I'm like, no, that wouldn't be fun. Okay,
yes,
and
it
then
would.
Yeah, it would.
I mean, we would be dead too.
And Sorzok,
I'd be on the level
does,
of prismatic.
Do monk evasion
wall.
Rules apply here?
No, because there's such a storm of them. There's no way to dodge it.
You know what does count? Invisibility resistant to all non-magical damage.
No. Well, is it magical because it's coming off of magical constructs? Yeah,
actually, it is.
Are these?
These are everything got.
Yeah, they're.
That you're actually
it.
So they're smart.
Everything was permeated
damage,
with
yeah,
magic.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
all magical.
Yeah, he
all
made enchantment. It. He made that pretty clear.
I hate this room.
Just like you.
So how many for Sorzok there?
Four.
Four of them? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Not too bad, though. 9 points of damage from the thing. And then Arlen has...
Three? Nope, sorry. He has two.
8 points to Arlen. And then anybody else have
one? I just have one.
Okay.
I don't have any yet. 2 points
of damage. Okay. Does that make you further rethink your next plan there, Adri?
You should stand back and do whatever you're going to do. And let Cotter get hit.
It might harm. Those are just the ones that got hit, right? We'll be fine. It'll be a little bit sucky for a couple of you, but it's a greater good and all that.
Whether it's singular or not, that same thing's going to happen if you hit anybody. So That's the catch here. I haven't seen. Like, if you hit one, does not mean you're not still have to take the same amount of damage from all three. So you might as well do AE.
It's okay. It's going to
happen either way.
And Cotter, anything else?
Adri did advise you to move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You will take
adjacent to me.
If you step toward the what would be your left, you will take 1-2 attacks opportunity, possibly 3 depending how far you want to move.
Just move a little bit closer to Jade or a little bit closer to me.
Away from Jade.
I would actually move closer. Yeah, Jade. I was thinking that's still move attack of to opportunity.
Black okay, so sword you hop on top of the tomb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're still going to take attack opportunity, but it's better than 3.
Is
that a safe place to be?
Well, you're on top of the tomb.
Right. Yeah, well, you're in front of the portal.
Jump on top of the sarcophagus.
Oh, I've totally forgot about the portal.
Yeah, if you're on top of the sarcophagus, you're fine.
Should we just jump?
How tall
the
is the sarcophagus?
And it's the usual thing. Arlen, is like 6 feet tall.
Do you think it's a good place for me to be?
You know, 5-6 feet tall.
Okay.
You're out of the way.
There is literally no safe place to be. This is just for the next spell coming down the line.
Actually, it might have been fine because I didn't even think that the sarcophagus. Yeah, I didn't realize that the sarcophagus is as tall as it is, so this might not actually.
Well, now he's got the high ground. Mm-hmm. Remember Obi-Wan.
How tall are the critters, or the dudes, the constructs?
They're you just like I said. They're like as if they were fashioned after an actual individual.
Okay.
So 6 feet.
Medium sized.
Well, then the sarcophagus probably.
Yeah, that'll be fine, Bryce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Unless if Jade moves too, but with all the things around her, that's probably not going to happen.
No. She would take like 1, 2, 3, 5.
Okay, yeah. You would have to disengage to get away. Mm-hmm. Black with a sword over there.
Or teleport. And that's a 17 to hit you, which I do not believe hits you.
Nope.
Okay. Good. Okay. Anything else, Cotter?
That's painful.
Okay.
That's my turn. My sword's on fire.
Good.
If I haven't done that, it is now.
Okay. So next up is Snake, who. Is going to go running. How far can Snake get in 30 feet? Can you get up next to Cotter there? Next to the...
No.
Right there?
Yeah.
Okay, it'll move that far. So it comes running forward. You try to get into the battle, but that's all it can do. And then next up is Jade. Jade, you're completely surrounded by things that are trying to kill you.
Wonderful. I'm not going to deal with them at all. I'm going to cast Conjure Woodland Beings. My 8 pixies pop out, and they will cast Fly on everyone. So we can all now fly.
Nice.
Yes. And then it's my dog's turn. My dog is going to bite the guy in front of him.
So purple?
Purple. Bites on this page. That is a 21 to hit.
That definitely hits.
For 14 points of damage.
Okay.
And he will bite him again. Only an 18 to hit.
18 still hits.
For another 14 points of damage. Okay. And he will... he'll grapple him.
Okay. Purple is grappled. Okay, anything else for the dog?
No.
Okay. And then next up is Club, which is the one all the way there by Matt, which will go running over towards Adri. Okay, and it's... A 19 to hit the first time?
Yes.
Okay.
I should know my armor class at this point.
And that's 17 points of damage as it slashes you soundly.
Jeez.
And then 14 to hit, which I don't believe hits.
No.
Okay. And then green gets to go. So that's the lizard man looking one, yeah. And
oh, shoot. Huh. I totally forgot about that.
Looks like Jade is pretty well surrounded, so it'll go instead for Arlen.
Oh.
Because Sorzok is invisible. And Arlen, an 11 misses you. And correct. Then a 15. Does that hit you?
Misses.
Okay, so it was completely useless. And then Adri, you're up. What are you going to do? What evil things have you got planned?
Well, now that I realized that the sarcophagus was covering so much of the creatures, that something like a lightning bolt would probably be protected if they were on the other side of the sarcophagus from each other.
Yeah, that would block it.
But it is a 5-foot line, so I'm thinking...
There's probably a bunch of 5-foot lines that you could use out there.
Mm-hmm. If I moved myself, like if I shadow stepped way over here, like here.
Or how long a line would it go?
Or even
100 feet.
Or so, even here, because you would get.
But then I would hit Jade, and I don't want to do that. So I'm going to move myself to be.
What if you start right behind Gray and then go all the way down to Robes?
Yeah, down to here, this line.
Because the sarcophagus is going to block them.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Right.
That's yeah. Okay. Yep. So I think I'd have to be...
Yep.
Because
yep.
This line is just inside the sarcophagus.
Because if I did this line, though, but then I'm only getting a couple of guys. If I did this line, though, I'd get everybody that the paper is on top of, which does not include Cotter and Jade or this gray guy in the back here. But it would get a lot of them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, nail them. How many is that?
And you won't get hit by
that
shrapnel.
That is, and I won't get
now,
hit by shrapnel.
Now, one thing, the sun is high in the sky, so you're going to have to run over there. There's really, I mean, there's...
There's an artificial
okay.
sun.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay.
Step of the window.
It would just be a bonus action disengage, and then I would...
Yeah, step of yeah. How much movement do you have?
Like 60 feet. So, yeah, like, I'm totally fine. Yeah, so it would disengage. Be bonus action disengage, okay. Then move myself over here. Okay. I'm getting...
Monks, man.
Yes. Monks, am I right?
We control the battlefield.
You really do.
Well, you
one opponent at a time.
Seven of them?
Okay.
Yeah, seven of them.
And these would be what, dexterity?
Yes. And I also need to borrow 3d6s, please. Yeah, I think that's the most that I can get in one go.
Okay, some of these are good rolls and some of these are not.
I wonder if... Oh, man. Hey, Arlen, since it's a free action to speak, just remember the last time we hit a construct with fire, it healed.
But that was a metal construct.
We don't... Yeah, but...
That's true. That's
maybe
true.
These
I mean,
are
we
terracotta.
Don't know. I'm
they
might saying, just fire the clay here.
We don't know. I'm just saying, throwing that out there.
This is a lightning dolt.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What the heck?
Four ones.
Wow. So you and Cotter both, huh?
Yeah. My lord.
22.
22, I think.
Yes, and as a dexterity save, they have to beat an 18.
Okay. And so 22 and 11 if they make it. The only one that beats an 18 is the second to the last and the last one in line.
Yeah, this might have been not worth it with how much shrapnel is about to shoot out of them either. I was hoping it would just kill all of them.
Well, some of they've taken yeah. 20 already, so.
That's true.
So it's black, or yeah, black in front there. So that takes 22. Looks damaged, but not down. And then silver, same thing, damaged but not down. And that one is gonna make it as well. So the last two. So bow, but let's go to the front. So so halfling cape takes it full. And then silver, and then what's the halfling one that's next after silver?
Sword,
halfling sword. And all of these damaged, but not down, unfortunately.
Should leave the casting to the casters.
Yep. So then Daggers does make it.
But again, it's better than nothing.
Mm, that's true.
It all adds up. Mm-hmm. And but then White takes it full. And then Bo makes it.
Which one of these guys have bows?
It's kind of
the ones that were closest to the sarcophagus at the start.
Yeah, but they've all moved.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was Hammer and Bow.
Okay, I'll ask that again when it's my turn.
And Black.
Invisible, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where's Clear at? Clear. Yeah.
Okay.
Clear.
5, 4. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
So once again, everybody, how many are next to Jade that just got hit? 4.
Yeah. So wait, Jade?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, but these don't do a lot of damage.
This is my karma 5. For not getting
five. Did Red get hit?
The Red did not get hit.
Okay,
right?
So 4.
Cotter has 3 and Jade has 4.
Oh, Jade, you do take a bundle, though.
That's okay.
19 points of damage. And then Cotter gets 3. And that's 11 points of damage.
Consistent.
Yeah. Okay, well, that got complex. Okay.
I thought this fight was simple.
Not at these levels.
Never. Sir.
And then next up is Arlen. Arlen, what can you direct by the situation and maybe create a lot more collateral damage?
Actually, potentially. Can someone please plot out a 60-foot cone starting from me that doesn't hit Jade in that direction, please?
There isn't one.
I think he's like saying it would be like everybody.
You're going to hit. Okay, so first of all, Sorzak's right in front of you. So that's going to cause a problem. You are surrounded by.
No.
Oh, no, you got one. Okay, we got you one. This is
30. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it would just keep
going out. Yeah. So you've already got one. You don't have to move.
So one line of the cone could go between green and red and bow. Yeah. And the other side would go the other direction.
And then that would fit and not hit Jade.
It would be green freaking olive small
maximum.
Guy.
You would hit 6 people casting it just behind Sorzok's back, heading away from
Can
her.
You put little dotted lines I where can, the cone I can, is?
And remember it has to be 60 feet across the base. Mm-hmm. 60 feet out, so it's gonna be wider.
Ooh,
than
it
that.
Will hit. It would hit Jade.
Well not
I just yeah.
Make no, it so it doesn't it, hit Jade.
But
no, I that, make, that yeah, is not hitting it, Jade. That will clip Red, but not the guy with the helmet, and it would go out and get just about everybody else besides
all
these
right.
two.
Let's do it.
Perfect.
So you will effectively hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Maybe 7 if he includes the guy in the helmet.
Yeah, I think that would be in the cone as well.
Yippee. Okay, I need 7 dexterity saving throws as I cast Prismatic Spray. Ooh. DC is 19.
Okay. I did a little bit better on this one than the last one, but just a little bit. So
is this the one that just like does random, you have to roll to get random damages?
Yeah, it's a different mm-hmm. colors, different yep. parts of it.
Oh, I'm thinking color spray. That's what I was like, why am I,
so
I know I was thinking about
the right first
spell.
One in the line there, which would be green, I guess. Green makes it, and then red makes it. And then so does Bo. Those three make it. Everything else fails.
So half damage?
Okay. So it depends. All right. So can just point at one and I'll roll a die for
okay,
it.
Green
and then,
right in front.
Can you see?
Oh, he gets hit with 2 bolts.
And he's the one that
so
made
it. So I get to roll twice.
So he made the dex save. What does that mean?
Probably half damage, I would imagine.
He gets yellow and green, which means he takes lightning, of course, lightning and poison damage.
Can't get away from it.
32 divided by 2.
16.
And as you can imagine, so these 16, are not affected by poison damage.
Yeah, so just 16 points of lightning damage.
What do you okay. mean? It seeps into their terracotta.
Yeah.
Does this guy count?
And the next one?
Olive?
No, I'm asking the Dungeon Master.
They just keep rolling off my table.
Was Olive the next? This guy got
it, did he
in order to hit red and or not hit jade, it would not hit olive, but it would hit red and bow.
Okay, so
and green.
Let's go to red. Red save two.
Yeah.
Okay, so it does nothing because I rolled one of the yeah.
Does nothing.
Next one.
Poison.
Okay.
Poison, probably.
No, well, no. Oh my gosh, I just rolled poison again.
Green. Right. Helmet.
So that's
did well. He fail or succeed?
Both succeeded, as did
that
red.
Does nothing.
Oh my god.
This is not going as well as you were hoping.
No. Wings.
Did that one
orange?
That orange. One takes either 32 or 16 points of cold damage.
One.
And then whatever, cloak.
And he gets hit twice.
Both poison.
Don't put it bad.
And did he fail or succeed?
He failed.
Yay! I actually get to do stuff. So it takes 32 points of lightning damage, and he is now restrained.
Okay.
At the end of each of his turns, he must make a constitution saving throw, a la death save. If he fails three times non-consecutive, doesn't matter, he is petrified. Ooh. If he succeeds three times non-consecutive, it is non-restrained.
The stone man will be petrified?
I was just thinking
yes.
that. Irony.
He will turn from terracotta into stone.
Yep.
It's my worst nightmare.
Don't you mean terracotta?
Yeah. Okay.
No, that's what they were before we got. We knew they were. We almost guaranteed these
well,
guys were coming.
Trying to terracotta right now.
Yeah. Well. Terracotta, I love it.
Okay, and and then who took damage? That's right in front of somebody. Just the green, right? None of the ones in front of Jade.
Green
took
is yeah. Green's the only one that's right. Okay. Well, wait.
And red. Red
yeah,
and
red and bow were but, in that too, right?
But red and bow didn't take any
they didn't
damage.
Take any
okay,
damage, so it was just
okay.
green.
Okay, and green's next to
green's
bow.
Gonna affect Noan and Arlen.
Yeah. So Sorzok, you take 2 points.
That means
Arlen, you take 1 point.
I just reread the rules. It is
yeah.
resistant regardless of magic.
Hmm.
Sounds good. And we hate to stop in the middle of a round, but we've been
we
going for
it.
More
oh, yeah.
than an hour. So we'll find out what happens with the rest of this thing on the next episode. But that's where we're going to stop today.
Today.
Dungeon Master's Notes. Okay, well, we're only partially through the first round, but I think there's already reason to worry. The party just landed three of their big booms, the Destructive Wave, the Lightning Bolt, and the Prismatic Spray, and didn't get much for their efforts. You would expect like half of the opponents to be down by now, getting hit with those things. But yeah, first Cotter rolled poorly, and then Adri rolled poorly, and then Arlen rolled poorly. And so, yeah, plus they're taking damage every time the opponents get damaged. Now, granted, this is a homebrew creature that I created. It was a drow elite warrior that I then upgraded with better to hit and doubled the amount of damage it was doing and added the reciprocal damage. So it's never really been tested. So we're going to have to see how the party's fumbling is going to pan out going forwards. So we'll have to see. Right now, things are not looking that great, which is not good. So what's going to happen? We'll have to wait for the next episode to find out. Until then, rate us and subscribe wherever you get your podcast so you don't miss an episode. Email us at relicofthepastpodcast@gmail.com with questions or comments. Follow us at Relic of the Past or Relic of the Past Podcast on your social media feeds. And thank you for playing in the world that lives inside my head.